Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Youth Hoops Pod presented by Pro Skills Basketball. You are listening to the Morning Shootaround, a daily 10-minute podcast series where we will discuss a wide range of topics relating to basketball, from the NBA all the way down to the youth basketball movement. So let's hop into the shootaround. I am your host, Christian Barber. Welcome back to the Morning Shootaround. Joining me today is PSB Charlotte Director Chris Goodrum. Welcome back, my man.
Hey.
Good to have you. I love the energy that you're coming in to the podcast today with. Chris, I got a fun topic for us to debate here. Let's talk about, does high school basketball need a shot clock? I'm going to go ahead and jump the conversation here with some backstory, giving us some context to how the shot clock came into play in basketball in general. 1954, taking it way back, the NBA was the first to introduce a 24-second shot clock, all the way back in 1954. Following that was women's college basketball was the second. They adopted a 30-second shot clock in the 1970-71 season. Following that a little later, which I find interesting, is the NCAA debuted the shot clock in the 1985-86 season, and it was a 45-second shot clock for men's basketball. 45 seconds. So women were well ahead with the 30-second. Men were at 45-second, and then it was reduced to 35 seconds in the 1993-94 season. So it's been quite a long time of the shot clock being around on the high level of play from college and professional. But high school basketball is still currently in this phase of some places it's being introduced. It's not introduced everywhere. What is your take does high school need it?
As a fan, absolutely.
Yeah.
Would love to see a shot clock introduced. As someone that wants to think through kind of the nuances and logistics of what does that mean from an implementation standpoint, I just don't know how they do it. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest knocks is the cost as far as outfitting gyms with shot clocks. Do shot clocks now need to be wired to the scores table, to the scoreboard, and somehow connected to the actual game clock? Who runs the training of the run? And now with this age of let's question the ability of the referees, now we're adding one more thing that the referees have to pay attention to, have to make sure that the game clock is running or resets properly, and the person that's running that shot clock has to know when and how and why things need to work. And there's just a lot from the logistical standpoint to making that operate and do it seamlessly so it doesn't negatively impact the experience for everyone that's in the gym playing or ultimately impact the outcome of a game.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I think it's often not thought about in the logistical sense. I think when people are in just the mass arguing high school basketball needs a shot clock, they're solely thinking like, we don't want to see the last 3 minutes of a game where a team has 95% of the possession. I don't think people think through those logistics as well as you just put it. I think that's an interesting dynamic to the discussion here.
Yeah, I've seen high school basketball played at some really high levels, and I think when it's added to teams and programs that are just consistently running really good basketball programs, have really good players that are coming in and through their programs, it makes perfect sense because it's going to make a good game feel really better, a lot better.
Because more entertaining.
It's going to be more entertaining. It's going to speed things up. It's going to create more environments where they have to make quicker decisions. They have to be precise. They have to be calculated and measured with everything that they do, which goes back to how well is the coaching staff working to develop those players. My concern would be because not every a good amount of high school teams and coaches don't have good high school players or don't have high IQ players or programs. And so what does that do to games that just aren't fun to watch? And does it make a bad game even worse?
Yeah, I think, you know, now college basketball has moved down to the 30-second shot clock.
Right.
We're at the 30-second era. We're moving closer to kind of bridging this gap between college and the NBA, getting players ready. Because a couple years back, we looked and said a 35-second shot clock is way too long in comparison to moving to a 24-second. Man, I'm going to counter and propose something here. I think if you can't get a shot up in 35 seconds in high school basketball, that is not something that we should continue to nurse and be like, well, they're just not good enough, so we shouldn't put it on them. Mm-hmm. Now, I feel like you should be able to get a shot up in 35 seconds. That's a long time in the basketball world, man. Imagine how many ball screens, down screens, flex screens you can run in 35 seconds. If someone can't get open, that's tough. It's tough to be like, well, they're not ready for it.
Yeah, it's also tough to assume that everyone is on the same plane.
For sure.
Right? Like, yeah. There are some high school players, there are some high school teams that they're playing basketball because they love the game of basketball, but they're mm-hmm. not really good.
Yeah.
And so I don't think it's fair to these players that love the game that still have a lot of development left ahead of them because they're still going to play for their high schools to say, hey, even though you're still learning the game and you're still trying to understand the game and offensive sets and defensive sets and read and reacts and things like that, mm-hmm. We're also going to now put a 35 seconds on there, and you're going to have to be able to score or attempt to score within 35 seconds, and we're going to penalize you because you're not on the same skill level as the team you're playing.
Well, let's look at this. The NCAA debuted a 45-second shot clock in that 85-86 season. Do you think that could be something that's reasonable? I don't think that would be accepted.
I like that, yeah.
I think a 45-second shot clock would be shot down in the media. I think they would just be like, that's an absurd amount of time because it's been so long since a shot clock was that lengthy. But do you think that would potentially be a compromise that would force some of these better teams to at least have a shot clock but also meet some of these lower-leveled skill teams? 45 seconds, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Do something.
Come on.
Right? Like, that defense is probably sucking wind.
Come on, they're tired. Come on.
I like the compromise, and I know that I'm playing the devil's advocate right now. Let me make my position clear. I would love to see a shot clock in high school basketball.
Yep.
I'm just thinking through, again, all the, the full spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
I think 45 would be a compromise. I know that there's states that are already doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota, I believe, is doing it, but only in preseason games or mm-hmm. non-conference games.
Yep.
Which is a really cool kind of aspect to still adhere to the National Federation of High School Sports kind of rules, and then still kind of get this cool little aspect for their players. And then I believe that there's 8 states across the country that have said, you know what, forget the National Federation of High School Sports. We're actually going to run a shot clock.
Yep.
And because of that, they are not allowed a seat in the rules committee for the National Federation of High School Sports, but they don't care because they fully believe that high school sports should have a shot clock.
Yeah, and I think that's exciting. I think you're beginning to see it implemented. I think that's an interesting point that they're kind of being rejected from the basketball rules committee for them trying to, in their eyes, improve the game. I think it's an interesting point. But I sit on the same fence as you. I think you've brought up some very interesting sides of this argument that I don't think are discussed enough, from the logistics to now we're looking at very low-level high school basketball teams that may not have talent in their surrounding area or whatnot, and we're trying to force them to get up a shot in 35 seconds, which could not help it, could make the basketball far worse. But I think a final counterpoint that we could discuss here is, as we're looking at these high school players getting better and better in terms of a high level, we're starting to see these players get recruited earlier and earlier. Mm-hmm. We're starting to see 8th graders that look like, I mean, certainly they have a long way to go, but we're seeing 8th graders that look really developed. They look like they have a skill set, and it's those guys that I'm looking at that I'm trying to figure out how can we bridge the gap to prepare them for college basketball, or if we lose this rule where they can start going straight to the NBA as some of this, LaMelo Ball and these guys are starting to go overseas and stuff,
right?
How can we better prepare some of those guys that are on the fence to be ready for a shot clock game? Because a shot clock game is far drastically different than a non-shot clock game of basketball.
Yeah, I agree that you implementing a shot clock playing with a shot clock going is different than having the whole quarter to basically run your offense at one given time. I would argue that to say that if you're someone who's being recruited in the 8th grade. Side note, I saw a 7th grader do a windmill dunk the other day, which is ridiculous to think about.
Yeah.
But if you're an 8th grader being recruited, if we're using that aggressive of a picture to get this point across, then I would say that 8th grader is going to have no problem translating their game into a shot clock era because they're already thinking the game in a speed that allows them to continue on that trajectory, even if you add a shot clock, right? Because when you talk about that high level of a basketball player, their IQ, the speed at which their brain processes mm-hmm. where the ball is, where the defense is, if this happens, then this should happen. All you're doing is now giving them a picture time counting down mm-hmm. to then compare to what's going on in their head to make a decision, right? So if they're already at that level and you're being recruited, or you're 4-star, 5-star being projected to D1, high D2, wherever you're being projected to, or you can skip college and go right to the NBA, shot clock's not going to impact your game that much. The speed's going to impact your game. The physicality will impact your game. And so I would say that players that are playing at that level need to continue to grow their body's ability to stay up mm-hmm. To that level of play, to their mind, to their skill set, to the fundamentals, to the detail. I would caution us to say, if we care so much about the top end, are we forgetting about the bottom end of basketball players? And is that a path we want to go down? Because everyone loves basketball, right? When you talk about people who want to play basketball, they're mm-hmm. doing it because they love it. And to dismiss that passion they have because they're not at that level, I feel is a slippery slope.
You know, every time I have a discussion with you, you bring a perspective that I didn't look at. And I think it's why I enjoy talking to you. I think that logistics and looking at the bottom half of basketball is very well forgotten among this conversation. I think it's safe to say this conversation is far from over, and I don't think we'll see anything definitive anytime soon. I think we'll be in this transition period for another couple of years as we're trying to figure out, is it the time to put a shot clock in? And if so, what is the length of that shot clock? Right. So I think this conversation is still going. Chris, thanks for joining me. That was a good morning shoot around. Very
love
good.
It.
Good
hot
enjoyable
takes.
Topic. Yeah, good hot takes, man. So we will be back at you guys tomorrow with some more content. Stay tuned.
Shots on shots on shots.
Thank you for joining us for the morning shoot around. If you want to join in on the conversation you just heard or have a topic you would like us to discuss, please reach out and connect with us on our social media platforms. At Pro Skills Basketball on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn, and at Pro Skills B-Ball on Twitter. That concludes the shoot around. Stay tuned for more topics to come.